All right, so just picking up on what we left off with yesterday, which was just exploring, identifying what is Shvuas HaDayanim, in particular, the role, what is the role of the Dayanim? That's the namesake of the Shvua, the Shvuas HaDayanim, what exactly, when Mar says that this is the Shvua that Dayanim Ashpiyan Osa, so what exactly that means, what exactly that entails. So the first question we're looking at here is it actually required, is Beis Din actually required to be Mechayev this, or not? Is it sufficient if a person initiates the Shvua on his own? He just initiates the Shvua to his counterpart. If the circumstances are such that he would be Chayev the Beis Din, but he's already taken the Shvua, is that sufficient? Or do we say, no, you have to take the Shvua again? Shvua Sadayanim requires Dayanim to be Mechayev. That's the issue that we're looking at first. So here, Rabbeinu Chananel says explicitly that that this does not count. That if one is kovetz v'nishpa, one simply volunteers, comes forward on his own, and it happens to be that it's a circumstance in which Beis Din would be mechayev, that isn't sufficient. You need to, it doesn't count as a shvuas HaDayanim. You're not yotzei the chiyuv. Beis Din would then need to be mechayev subsequently, and then you would have to take a shvuah subsequently. And he bases this on a Gemara in Bava Kamma, where he has, I think, quite a convincing and compelling reading of the Gemara. The Gemara, the context of the Gemara there is discussion of the din of Rav. Rav held that Shvuas HaDayanim has a unique halacha to it, which is that it exempts from future tashlumin. And that, what that means is, even if subsequent to the Shvua there is a new development in terms of the evidence, Aiden come forward, right? If he's already taken the Shvua, so then there's no tashlumin. It exempts from, it's quoted from Tashlumin. He bases this, this is Shitas Rav, who we don't pasken by, but this is Shitas Rav, he bases this on his reading of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shvuas Hashem, the context of Shvuas Hashomrim, which is one of the, right, the shin of the Shvuas of the Anim. Shvuas Hashem tiyem in main shnehem, moshal achido v'melech sereyehu, v'lokach ba'alav v'lo yishalem. So he reads that last clause, "V'lakach be'alav v'lo yishalem," to mean "Kevan shekiblu by the shvuah shuv lo yishalem." The shvuah patters, the shvuah exempts. Now, the Gemara, in the context of discussing this, cites the Mishnah there as contradicting Rav. The Mishnah there, the ratio of the Mishnah, speaks of a case of a shomer of a dispute in the case of Shmira, or not a dispute, but a court case of Shmira, where the shomer is toin tainas avad. He claims that this was ne'avad, the item is ne'avad, v'nishba. And then he can come and testify that he's chayiv, right? That he kept it, let's say. That he, it actually is in his possession. So the Mishnah, the ratio is he's chayiv to pay. Okay? He's chayiv to pay the carrier in that case. And then the Gemara says, and then the seifa of that Mishnah says, that basically I'm just cobbling together the, summarizing and distilling the Gemara's whole discussion. The seifa of that Mishnah says that if he's toin tanis ganav, right, so then we have a unique halacha, right? If it's found to be biyado, the pasuk says explicitly that the shomer is going to be chayv kefal in that case. That's the chiddush of the parsha of Toin Tanis Ganav, that in the context of a shomer, it was nishba shed nignav, and it turns out that actually he still has it, right? He wants to be biyado, so then he's going to pay kefal. That's exerts a custom to an extent, because he may or may not have done what you might consider an act of geneva, but nonetheless, it's going to be chayv kefel because he's toin tanis ganav. But that's a din which is also requires, that's a din which requires shvuas hashomrim to enable. In other words, the context of that din is a person who's nishba shvuas hashomrim, the shvuas hadayanim of shvuas hashomrim, that was nignav. So we have a unique halacha that it turns out that he still has it. He actually, even though, you know, physically speaking, he did exactly the same thing as the person who's toin tanis ganav, but the halacha is that he's chayv kefel. But that's also halacha in shvuas hadayanim. So the Gemara has a kasha from the two of these together, and in particular from the seifa, it seems clear that we're dealing with a fully valid shvuas hadayanim, right? Because only such a shvua, only a valid shvuas hashomrim, would provide the context for a din of toin tanis ganav. And then, given that, the ratio becomes problematic for Rav, because the ratio says that even in Toin Tanis Avad, it'll be chayav keren. So clearly, it isn't the case, the Gemara says, right? Rav's din is not correct, because it seems clear. This case was a case of a valid shvuas hadayanim, and it potter him from, and it did not potter him from tashlumin. Follow? Do you have a question?
No.
So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara ends up claiming that Rav will make an ukimta. Rav will say, kam b'kavetz, kam b'shelo kavetz. The Reish is talking about a case where he's kofetz, where therefore, seemingly, it appears to be an invalid shavua. It is not a shavua, valid shavua sedayanim, and therefore it does not preclude, there's no din of kevin shalaka b'alim, kevin shalaka b'alim, shulei shalim. There's no din that the shavua sedayanim patters the tashlumim, because this isn't a shavua sedayanim. And that's what's going on in the Reisha. The Seifa, when it speaks about a case of Torah Tanis Ganav, that's talking, says the Gemara, that's talking in Echinami. We're making this chiluk. The Seifa is actually talking about a different case. The Seifa is talking about a case where he was kofetz in Ishva, where he interjected before any the court got involved, and before the court was Mechayev Yeshua, he just simply volunteered in his own Yeshua. So in that case, in Echinami, he wouldn't be Chayev Kefel. He also, the Gemara clearly implies, he would not be Chayev, I'm sorry, in the case of Shalok Kavatz, right, he would become Chayav Kefel, and also Gemara clearly implies, Lefi Rav, you would have the din that it would Pater Mitashlum. Okay?
Meaning that the Seifa is where he was, where Lo Kavatz, right?
Correct. Lo Kavatz, where the Mishnah was talking about the possibility of Tomei Tanis Ganav, that's because that was a valid Shavuah Sedayanim, that was where it was Lo Kavatz, right, where he was, it was, the Beis Din imposed that Shavuah, and it was a response to the imposition of the Beis Din. So that was a valid Shavuah Sedayanim. And therefore, in that case, there is going to be Kefil. Therefore, the Gemara implies that also, there, in that case, have the din of Rav that Kevin Shekidlu Bailim Shulay Jam. Yeah.
Presumably, if he's Kafatz, then he should be called from Kefil anyway because it's Modi Mekanatz, right? Is that true, or is that only, meaning is he only five Kefil when the Edom say that he's five?
If he's
Kafatz.
He's only five Kefil. Yeah, I'm correct. That is correct. I mean, depending on, I mean, there's a Machlokes and Meruba whether or not. Whether or not Hodu Bekanas for Edim is
Pater.
So save for that issue. Yeah.
Okay. Meaning all these.
The din of Rav is Dafka B'Shalah Hodu. That's the Gemara. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That the Gemara says is, according to Rashi, that was already understood in the beginning of the Sugya. Okay. That Rav's din that it patters him from Karen. That's only if he wasn't Modi. That's only if it was he took a Shvuah, Akorcho and. Claim that you didn't know it, and it turns out it was false, and Aiden came along. Then you have this din. Now, Rabbi Chananel says, very simply, right, Mikan Shamanu, here we see, that in this Gemara, that a Shvua that is volunteered by a party to a dispute, so that doesn't constitute a valid Shvua Sadayana. Shvua Sadayana must be imposed by the Dayana. They must be Mechayes of the Shvua. That has to be solicited by them. A Shvua has no stature or status issue with the Adam unless it's posed by the Beis Din, and therefore Lashitas Rav, right? This is not the meaning that Rabbi Chananel explicitly stresses. Therefore, Lashitas Rav, that Shavuos HaDayanim Pater is Mita Shulman, it won't Pater in such a case. And this is the point which is explicitly made by the Ramah, right? It also means that whereas Shavuos Shomron provides for the context of the Din Tanis Ganav, a Shavuah that isn't solicited by Beis Din does not, because it doesn't count as Shavuos HaDayanim. And many Rishonim do pass in this way. Most Rishonim that I know of pass in this way. The Rama, the Rashba, and the Kedushim, the Shuva pass in this way. There is, however, a sugya which needs to be contended with, and Rishonim do, that seems to perhaps, at least initially, suggest a different perspective, and that is the sugya in Gittin, where basically the Gemara notes that the Gemara is dealing there with. The Mishnah, which ultimately started out with there's a requirement for an almana to be nifras, that in almana nifras, this is one of the Shavuos Mishnah, that almana is only nifras mi nechse yisomim if she's nishba. That's one of the Shavuos Mishnah. But then the Mishnah reports in nimnu milashpia that it was just the practice of the dayan not to actually be mashpia osa. In which case, so she wouldn't be able to collect, essentially. In other words, the Mishnah doesn't really tell you at all, and the Gemara even doesn't really get into why they were in the Melashpia. Just as they did, Rabbi Gamliel was matkin that they should do one of two things and accept it. Either have a Shvua Shaloba Basin, or even an Ender Bit Basin, that would count, sort of, that would suffice for the Shvua that Meikar Hadin, so to speak, Meikar Din Shvua Samishna, the original Takana. That Amana requires a Shua to be Gova, Minichsa Yisomim. So, in lieu, not that we would make, you know, the Beis Din, you know, impose that Shvua, but instead accept the Shvua Shelo Beis Din or Neder Beis Din. Okay. So the Gemara there says that Rav, essentially, for reasons, you know, development, sociological development in his time, felt that it wasn't appropriate to implement the Takana. They felt that the Takana couldn't be implemented in his times, and therefore he didn't accept either of those either. In other words, he went back to the Nimnu, right? Nimnu Miligvos. He wouldn't even accept a Neder or a Shvua, even if a Shvua Beis Din. So the Gemara says, however, that but Modera Bikofetzes. But if she volunteers, so then it's okay. Now one could think that what this seems to mean is Rav didn't want to be involved in imposing a Shuas Adanim and soliciting a Shuas Adanim. But if a Shuas Adanim emerged without his encouragement, well then it has its status of a Shuas Adanim, and therefore you would be Gova. That meets the standard of the Shua that an Amana needs to be Gova Minifsei Tzom. So what do we do with that Gemara? So Rishonim essentially have two interpretations of that Gemara in terms of how it squares with what they think is clearly the conclusion of the Gemara Bava Kama. So I think the most compelling reading of that is probably the Tosos Ritz. Did I include that in the Mepharsh? I think I did, right? Tosos Ritz Bava Kama in the Piskei Arid says very simply that that the Takanos from Gamliel lessen the requirement from a genuine Shuas of the Anim. In other words, the original Shuas of the Anim requirement, that was something which Rabban Gamliel, right, they were Nimn Umal Yashbiyah, Rabban Gamliel Stakana, right, Hitkin Rabban Gamliel, to accept a Shuas Shelo Beis Din or a Neder Beis Din. Either way, it's not a Shuas of the Anim. So Rav, who was refrained from implementing that Takana, was Mode, if she was Kofetz as a Shua, then fine, then it'll be Govet. But not that that counts as a valid Shuas of the Anim. It does not count under the original Takana, but the original Takana requiring a Shua of the Anim. A Shua, one of the Nishvayim Notlin, right, for the Amana to be Gova, for Ksuva, she needs to be, from the Nixay Sum, she needs to be Nishva. That original Takana was not implemented post Rabban Gamliel, and Rav wasn't, you know, it didn't satisfy, Kofetzes does not satisfy that Takana, it satisfied the lesser requirements imposed by Rabban Gamliel. That, I think, is the simplest way to.
Meaning it's still. According to Rav, Kofetzes is valid for the Amana, but it still doesn't address the Shuas HaDayan.
It's only valid under Rabban Gamliel's rewritten
meaning
rules.
Under his rights.
Yes. In other words, Rabban Gamliel says, we won't do the original Takana of Amana and Nefrat Nefzei Somin, for whatever reason. Instead, we'll accept either another Beis Din or Shua B'Shelo Beis Din. Right. Whatever these things mean, the point is we'll accept it. Now, the Rid says, so what happened there was, he said, okay, we won't impose a Shuas HaDayan. That won't be something that's necessary in order for Gogo. What's necessary is simply a Neder or a Shua Shalom Basin, not a Shua Shalom. Now, Rav didn't implement that,
He didn't accept
the premise. He felt that in his time it wasn't appropriate to implement it. Right? He says the Kill, right? Net, Nedarim,
right.
There already the Gemara hints to what might be going on there in terms of the, you know, the Zilzul, but Nedarim and Shuas. So he says Rav didn't feel comfortable implementing that. However, he did in the event that that she was Kofetz on her own. So the Rid says that doesn't mean that it counts as a Shuas Adayanim. It means it counts for the kind of Rabban Gamliel revised requirement. You don't need a Shuas Adayanim. That's the simplest way. Rechanano has a different way to turn away this Gemara, and that is right. You guys saw that Rechanano says that what the Gemara means is that he would emote that if she's kofetzes in kvar, she's kofetzes, so then he would then implement the takana and then be mashpia. Osa Shenis in Beis Din.
Meaning he would revert back to Rabban Gamliel.
No, not that he would revert back, then he would actually administer a Shuas HaDayanim in Beis Din.
Okay.
So, in other words, it doesn't count as a Shuas HaDayanim.
Unless
it's Shuas. Just that in terms of Rav's hesitance to implement the din that she's Gova, so he, Beshua,
so Kofetzes.
If already she's Kofetzes, for whatever reason, Rav, okay, so fine, so it's already, you already took a Shuas, let's come to Beis Din and we'll take it as a Shuas HaDayanim. But it's the she needs to be then subsequently nishba and on the basis of that be gova, not based on the kofetzes prior to the chiyuv.
As opposed to the Piskei Arid, who says that it's still not a shuas.
No. The difference is that Piskei Arid doesn't require another shvua. Yeah, Rabbi Nechanan says we require another shvua. This was in this situation. Rav relented and made perhaps even garnered a shuas of the onion that would meet the normal standard shuas of the onion. But it wasn't on the basis of the Kofetzes Shvua that she would go, but it's based on the additional Shvua after that Rav would then administer. That's what I think Rav Yishai would say. The Ramban, however, in Gittin, isn't so sure about this. He claims that it's possible that, first of all, the sugya in Gittin, you could just understand easily as saying, right, when you know, without any revision, simply discounts the Shavuos HaDeanim, right? We wouldn't administer Shavuos HaDeanim, but if the Shavuos HaDeanim was taken without the basin being Mechayiv and being solicited, so then that's the Shavuos HaDeanim, and then we would be going. And he notes that it's possible that it's like the Raya in Bava Kamma. Now, what he claims is that it's possible to say that that when it comes to the Din of Rav, so the Din of Rav is not that any Shavuos HaDeanim, right, that anything which counts as Shavuos HaDeanim, which would be Yotze the Chiyuv, Padres. It's only a certain kind of Shavuos HaDeanim. It's the kind that is being imposed by Beis Din, that where we say that there's Al-Korchenu, a Kabbalah, a Beis Din Paskin, that he's entitled to a Shavua. So when the Beis Din Paskin, that he's entitled to a Shavua, and sort of, you know, hand him over the Shavua, so in that case, Kevinchev, Kiblu, Bailim Shavua, right, then it has to Padre Toshulman. But there's no, but in the event that the Nitva volunteered the Shavua, so it counts as a Shavuos HaDeanim. As far as Beis Din is concerned, they don't need anything more from this guy. However, that's not something that we can say that there's a Kabbalah, the Tobeya, he doesn't need to be viewed as accepting that. And therefore, when the subsequent Eden comes, so then in Echam, he doesn't pop it. That's what the Ramban claims. Now, note, the Ramban, and this I think is a major lacuna in the Ramban does not address at all the point that the Ramah pointed out, which is that the Gemara doesn't just say this about the impact of in the Gemara of the Kofetz, it's not just that we don't implement Dino Shel Rav, but it's also that
Kefel.
Such a Shavuot doesn't provide for coming down to Ghana. Right? If that weren't true, how do I know that? Because if that weren't true, you know, why is Ramah correct? That is the implication of the Gemara. Because if that weren't true, and you held that there's just a unique Din, you know, Lufishit is Rav, that it's Lav Dafka Shavuot Zayanim, even a fully valid Shavuos HaDeanim doesn't necessarily pater because he's got his difficulties of Kevin Shalakach by them, so he only is Lokeach in the event. Beis Din makes him Lokeach, right? If that were how you understood it, but for all the purposes, it's a good Shavuos HaDeanim, so then why didn't even Mechalik in between the Ration and the Seifa to make an Okimta? Just say, this is a case, right, where Kofetz and Kofetz, you don't have the Din of Rav. You do have the Din of, it is a valid Shavuos HaDeanim, and therefore there is Tony Tanis Ganav. Right, the halacha that Shavuos HaDeanim creates the context of Din Tohen Tanis Ganav that does exist, right? Okay, following? Big Kofetz, it does exist, it's fully valid Shavuos HaDeanim. It happens to be there's a din in the garb. When it comes to Rav Shita, it's Lav Dafka any Shavuos HaDeanim. It's specifically that which is forced upon the Nid. The Ramban didn't address it, which is a little puzzling. I mean, the Rabbeinu Hanano didn't actually point to that specific point. Armad does. I think, nonetheless, it's the proof there exists from that. You have to al-Korchenu say, I think, the Ramban must hold that there's another exception to the rule in the sense that did too. Of Tohen Tanis Ganav is also Lav Dafka any Shavuos HaDeanim, any valid Shavuos HaDeanim. It's not the case that if it counts for the purpose of the Dayanim Paskini in the favor of the Nitva, then will provide you a basis for provide context for Din Tohen Tanis Ganav. No, not true. It's also only the kind of Shavua that is imposed by Beis Din. And presumably there'll be some other drasha to be darshan in that. I mean, in the case of the Dino Shel Rav, the Ramban is claiming that he understood the Lakichas HaBailim is based on, right, this drasha of Kevin Shalakach Bailim, so that Lakichas HaBailim doesn't exist here when the Beis Din doesn't impose it upon the Nitva and therefore force the Toveya in essence to accept it. Well, so you're going to have to say the same thing about Kevel. Apparently also does not provide for Tohen Tanis Ganav. What's the basis for that? So I think it's an open question. He doesn't address it. We make crab ball bias a little him. Maybe you understand that to be something which requires or implies somehow that the Beis Din is imposing it. I don't know. It's a very good, it's a very serious absence, something he doesn't address in the Ramban. But either way, he just notes you can deflect the Raya. He only deflects part of the Raya. But in the end, the Ramban isn't stopping about it. Some other Shonim may actually pass it this way. It isn't entirely clear. I didn't get to pursue it out of soap. The Ripa sounded like to me that the Ripa didn't sound like he was passing it on this Ramban. Like the seventh Gemara, I mean that we don't hold this, but we think that it is a good Shavuos HaDeanim. Okay. Again, the Derech HaMelech, I think, certainly is. It only, Shavuos HaDeanim must be imposed by the Beis Din. It must be Mechuyev. The Beis Din, a self volunteered Shavuot, doesn't count. And the truth is, I mean, nobody brings this as a Raya, but if you look at the again, I, you know, sort of the heading here was, you know, when the Gemara describes what is the Shavuos of the Anim, just in terms of the, you know, the description of it, so it's, you know, Ami is the one who has his din. The Shavuos of the Anim is not the Shavuos Bitoi, so the way he describes Shavuos of the Anim is, you know, Shavuos HaBezin Mashbim Oso, right, or Shavuos HaDayin Mashbim Oso, Imba Mishra Shavuos Bitoi, and the reason for that is a chilek, because when it comes to Shavuos Bitoi, it's Kishenishma Me'atva, right? Right, the pasuk says, "O nevesh ki shavah levati v'sasayim me'atzma." Now, I mean, the Ramban knew this Gemara too, and presumably he felt that okay, me'atzma means that it can only ever become self-volunteered; it cannot be imposed, as opposed to shavah adinim, which can be imposed. It doesn't have to be me'atzma, but I think the point stands. The ruach hadvarim deck of the description and distinction between shavah adinim, which is apiyah dayanim, ashvin hadayanim osa, versus, you know, Shavuos Bitoi, which is Me'atzmo, I think the point still remains. Okay. The second question, though, we can raise here is concerns their role in the actual Maisa HaShua. Right? This is Shavuos HaDayanim. So again, according to the Rishonim of all the Kavetz V'Nishba, is fine, is valid, so this is not a question. Of course, they aren't involved in the actual process of the Shua. But the Shitas, they don't have to be involved, rather, in the process of the Shua. But the Shit, but according to the, I think, the Rav Rishon probably, that held that this, the Shua of the Anim, by definition, must be solicited and imposed by Beis Din, right? What is the actual, subsequent to the Chiyuv, what is the actual role, do they have a role, do they have a necessary role, in the Maisa Shua? And the question really, you might say, is, must they administer the Shua? Must they dictate, right? Swear that the following, whether that requires an anias amin, or right, or perhaps even if they just they say what you said is true, are without accepting the shvua, that may be a question. But even if it's anias amin, but the point is it's administered, it's first formulated by them. They are mashpiyim osa, literally they formulate the shvua, and then he responds, or lav dafka, or even nishba me'atzmo is okay. Now, as far as I know. What does Rambam say? That's it. He just says the Rafashi. He says, what?
He just administered.
When he gets to the actual Maisa Shua, how does he describe what has to happen? Right? The technique is. What? It's. Yirah Api Gimel.
Gimel.
No, then I have a gimel.
You have test.
Sorry.
You have test and then test.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You gimel. Ain't gimel wrong? Yeah. Yeah. Kachis. This is how Shulz the Dan works. Finish. But Ochel is the Torah. That's our next topic. Right? Zero or two topics. Ru Omi Finish. But Shane. That's three topics. Obakino Vishwa about Omi Piv. Mi Piv Omi Piadayan. Mi Piv Omi Piadayan. Either one. So it can be either Nishba Mi Piatmo or Mi Piadayan. And then he proceeds to say, right? So Keta Mi Piv, Kigon Shiyomar, Rainy Nishba Bashan Ke Israel. So this right, this means that let's say assuming like Rabbi Hanan, it needs to be imposed, it needs to be a chiyuv by the Beis Din, they need to solicit and say but what happens after that, he just then says, Harini Nishba, that, etc. So, is this, Rama just says that there's a question. Is this obvious? So I haven't seen anybody explicitly take issue, but I think it's possible to interpret, maybe, the Tosos as disagreeing. In particular, the Tosos in the context of Nikita's Kavis. Tosos there, it's very significant Tosos. Extremely significant to us in terms of Nikita's Chepitz, but what I'm interested in here is just the point that's relevant for us, which is when they say the Gemara introduces the din that the way you do a Shavuos HaDayanim is you involve Nikita's Chepitz. The person has to be Ochez, let's say Sefer Torah B'Yado, as he's being Nishma. So the Tosos are bothered, why is this something we can only find ever in Shavuos HaDayanim? That's the question they're after, and we'll get to that, it's quite significant. But when they say they don't want to impose, they don't want to claim this is something which should be universally required for every kind of Shavuot anytime. No, they say, why is this Davka Shavuos HaDayanim? Why isn't it also applicable B'mushva Mipi Acherim in other cases? Right? Tamed b'shuvos edus b'bidu b'kardon kishu mushvam piachirim dehavi dumi b'shuvos adiyanin libay b'hu on kudechet. Right? When you have the parallel kind of shvua in these other contexts, right? Then it should also have the dinner when it gets kept. Okay, I'm not interested in the assumption that that's in fact the case. It should also have it there. But I think I am interested in the fact that Tosos is mechalik here between Mishma and Piatzmo. That they said no. You don't have it. It sounds like they tell you don't have any precedent that Mishma and Piatzmo requires Nikita Sevets because we find this halacha regarding Shvus of the Anim, and it therefore should only be applied. It should only be understood to apply. And the question is, why isn't it extended outward? But to the things which are comparable, namely Mishma Piachir. Now, if you held, one could argue, one could make this, we can interpret it this way, if you held that Mishma, that Shvus Adayim need not be administered by Beis Din, they don't need Mashpia also, they can be, but it can also be own Mipiazmo, Harini Nishpa, etc., etc. So then why would Tosfos do a Chalakis? If you think it should apply wherever we have the requirement for a Shvur, wherever we have Shvua, so then let it apply, just like it applies within Shvus Adayim, Bein Piachir and Bein Piazmo. Why? Now, here I just want to add, Tosfos, I should mention, Tosfos says not only Shvus Adus Bikadam, but also Bitui. Now, just to be clear, what that means, right, Shvus Bitui, in one sense, the Mishnah says, is not subject to Mifayat and Mishmu Piachirim. The Tosfos means here, Mishmu Piachirim, I think, is clear. Namely, Aide Nias Amin. The Mishnah itself actually is ambiguous in this way, in that it sometimes calls it Mishmu Piachirim. If you look in the Mishnah, on Chavtesim and Beis, and this is the Gemara points out, right, that Achazu v'Achazo Mushmim Piachirim Chai. That's the Sefer, the Reisha had said, Shuas B'din Noheges, etc., Mi Piatzmo, period. In contrast to the other Mishnayos about Bikadam and Avis, Mi Piatzmo, Omi Piachirim. So the Gemara itself says, you just contradict yourself, right? It says, right, it actually doesn't even pose it as a question. It just says, Shmuel says that Kol Ona Amin Achar Shvua Kimotzim Shvua Mi Pidam. He has the status of Mishnah Piatzmo. And the Mishnah says, and you can maybe die again from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, you can maybe die from this Mishnah on Chavtes and Beis, because on the one hand it says, Shvua Seis Noh Heges Manashim V'Kulukului Mi Piatzmo. Mi Piachirim Einon Chayabim. Right? That's the, right? It's only in Piatzmo. On the other hand, I'm sorry, that's Shvua Seis. It says Mi Piachirim. On the other hand, it says, so it says on one hand here, Mi Piatzmo alone. Then later says, Mi Piachirim. So what's the resolution here? The end here, right? The Ketani Seva is Zevizim Mishpah Piachirim Chai Kashin HaDadi. Now, Gemara does pose it as a Kash, right? That on the one hand it says Shvus Bitui is Noheges Just Mi Piatzmo. On the other hand it says later on Mi Piachirim. So the answer is Shramin HaDana Amin HaDala Amin. Meaning that, right, that you can also consider in some sense the Shvus idea Anis Amin is a Hashpa. I think the reason for that is very simple. It has the status of a din of Nishvam Piatzmo, in as much as by saying Amen, I'm owning up to, you can say I'm formulating the whole Shvuah on my own. However, the way that they came about was still by somebody else's formulation. So that still is a concept of Mashbiyah. It's Mashbiyah which leads to a Chalos din of Shvuah Piatzmo, but it's still, the Talich is still Ayadei, the Shvuah of somebody else who is thrusting upon me. Again, what happens after the thrust upon me, that's what separates Amen versus just, you know, it's true what you're saying. Right? That's what separates the two, is that in this case you're considered to have verbalized on your own, in this case you're not. But both of them came via the thrusting of somebody else's formulation of Bishwa upon you. So that's just what he means by Mushman Biachir and Bishwa Bito, that's what he means. So the point is, right, so what is the question if you hold like the Ramah? Right? So I think one interpretation is maybe Tosa disagrees. Is there any achrayek to say that they can't disagree, that there has to be?
Can you push back and say that maybe it's a hint in front of the Kita Sefet? It doesn't have to be indicative of like a general distinction between... Meaning we were trying
to... Yeah, but why only apply... You know, is this saying that we think this should... This din is... You know, what they're saying is din Kita Sefet, there's no reason, in our opinion, for this din to be something which is limited to Shvus Adayim. It should apply to all cases. But they say all cases like what?
Comparable.
All cases that are comparable. In what sense are comparable? Hashpa.
Okay.
They require Hashpa. So, in other words, if you felt that within Shvus Adayim, there's no distinction we're familiar with in Shvus Adayim, it sounds like Shvus Adayim, Hechem HaShbinim, how do we do it? We do it in Nikita's Cheshitz. So, if I know that, let's say, Mipi Atma works as well, I can just, you know, I say, you're Chai Veshua, and he says, okay, fine, Harini Nishpa, that. Well, that looks like it's a Shvua Mipi Atma. I mean, that's So why are we saying only Mishpat Yachirim? Perhaps they didn't think you could do Harini Mishpat. You have to. Bezin formulates the Shvuah. It's not just that they need to be chayav, they need to formulate the Shvuah.
And the Rambam would disagree with that.
Yeah, the Rambam explicitly says Mipiyatra. Correct.
Well, the only. You're never going to get. Maybe the Kiddush Chayvitz only applies to Mipiyachirim because you're never going to. In the case of Pikadah, for example.
You're saying that within the din of Shvuas Elyanim, it's only applied by Nikita Shevitz. Even if you accept the Rambam, in other words, you're saying, but maybe it tells us accepted the Rambam, but they don't hold the only that Nikita Shevitz only requires.
Because by Bitoy and Bikadon, you're not going to get a person to hold a Chevitz if he's just doing it with that out of Bezin. So the only time you could possibly ask the question is where it's
I'm not sure that the Hara is good, but I'm not sure that it's like an impenetrable meaning. What's an afkamina for having Nikidus Chavetz? This gets already into what Tosos is, you know, unraveling Tosos' assumption about Nikidus Chavetz. What is an afkamina of applying this in let's say Shavuos Bitui? An afkamina would simply be is what's the chiyuv of the sheker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what Tosos seems to be saying is we shouldn't apply, let's say, a chiyuv korban unless he did Nikidus Chavetz. So you don't have to do Nikidus Chavetz, and if you don't do Nikidus Chavetz according to Tosos, what the halach should be is you didn't do a Shavuos Bitui. The reason for that would be presumably what do you need in order to be nishba to be chayv for shvuah sheker? It has to be sheker and has to be what? For shvuah sheker you need to be sheker and you need to be a shvuah. So it sounds like what Tosfos is saying is nikitas chayvet somehow is part of the process of defining some what we're doing as a shvuah. And if that's the case, then why is it local to the shvuah of the enemy? You have halachas of shvuah all over Torah. Right, that's what Tosas now. Tosas says that as we'll see. The Rashba is a similar deals with a similar view in his Shuvos that doesn't limit it to Mishpat Yachirim like Tosas. Just thinks that there's no such thing as just that. It's quite explicit. Actually, we'll see. It's the Rashba was asked Kalach Lamaisa. We have somebody going around who's pretending to be Talmud Chacham and he's claiming that there's no such thing. Shuvah by definition requires Nikud Eschavitz, and therefore. Everybody's going around and they're saying, okay, so they take Shavu as b'shem u'mach, b'shem b'sheker, and they think that there's no problem with this. It's just like just Shavuos are flowing freely from people's mouths because they're told that it doesn't hasn't been a Shavu. There's no problem with Shavu sheker because they're not being okay chevet to be other. So that shita and Rishonim. Now, whatever, we'll get there at the time. The fundamental principle regarding. Making this case would still be true, even if this person that was saying this might actually, even if you accept what he's saying, making this case would still probably be usher, definitely be usher to do it, to follow through with it.
Even
without making this case for at least two reasons, I think clearly it would be an initial change of mind of Atala. But beyond that, the Svara is similar to Tosos, but the point is that Tosos, what I'm interested here is the way they're different. Tosos says. This should be applicable wherever we find hashpa. It's good, I don't want to spoil too much or reveal too much, but it's good to also thought that Nikita Shevitz was a din in the technique of being creating a shvua idea hashpa. When I formulate a shvua, and you take the shvua on this view, when I say shvua that thrusts upon you, the only way we can be mitzari but you respond to what to my formulation of shvua is I did Nikita Shevitz. That's why you need shvua at the end. But if that's the case. Right, Tosos is wondering, but you have a din of shvua, and all these other contexts. Why don't we find that this whole thing is only if there was a kiddush chavetz? That's Tosos' question. So the point is though that Tosos, you could argue, only can really make sense if you assume that you cannot do it mipiyazo. Because if you could, then why would we ever make that limit? Why would we ever add this limitation? And that should be applicable everywhere else. When mishmer piyacher, shvuas adyanim itself is not mishmer piyacher necessarily. Let's just say it is. Now, is there any reason we can't to say that it can't be? So I don't know if you saw the Kesef Mishnah and the Prisha even more explicit. They said the Rambam is Pashut. And why is it Pashut? Based on what Mishnah? They say based on the Mishnah in Shavuos HaBigadon. In the parrot, in Shavuos HaBigadon, in Shavuos Eidus, right? Shavuos HaBigadon, rather. That Shavuos HaBigadon, no ha'oges, be'im mipi'atro, be'im mipi'acher. So it's not only mipi'acherim, which is what they were stressing, but also mipiyatra. What do you guys think about that?
Is that indicative of all?
I'm saying, after all, shuvas bikadon. Shuvas adyanim is shuvas bikadon. So, and shuvas bikadon, no, it's been mipiyatra, being prepared. I myself don't understand the raya at all. It's true that every shuvas adyanim is an instance of Shus Begadim. For all the laws of Shus Begadim, it would count as Shus Begadim. What would you say?
What would be the difference between Shus, the Adam, and every other Shru? What's the unique aspect of Shus of the Adam then?
Right, well, it's clearly unique. I mean, well, in principle, one could say it's Shus Begadim that we demand. But the point which should be, I think, is the reason I don't understand the riot, it seems obvious that while it's true every instance of Shus Begadim is a case, I'm sorry, every Shus Begadim is an instance of Shus Begadim. Right, except for the one caveat that we dealt with yesterday about no language, right? But it seems obvious that the reverse doesn't necessarily hold. It's not necessarily the case that every shvuas of bikadon is a valid shvuas of leyanim. Right. In other words, let's say just as an example, absent a chiyuv, right, bezin, the das reini chananel rover shonim. Right. There's no. It doesn't count as a shvuas of leyanim. That's obviously despite the fact that it certainly does count as a shvuas of bikadon. Shvuas Adyanim, the uniqueness of Shvuas Adyanim really is the fact that the Beis Din is opposing it, and you have to do it in order, you have to take a Shvuas Adyanim in order to succeed in your court case, right? So that's totally separate from the question of what happens if whatever I said was Shvekir. Might very well be that Shvuas Bikadon, right? I mean, it seems obvious that this is the case, that it has to be, you know, knowing that something is a Shvuas Bikadon, that a Shvuas Akfiris Mammon makes it a Shvuas Bikadon, that doesn't tell you whether or not you meet the standards for the Shvuas Adyanim, to be Yotzi Yachiyu, Shvuas Adyanim.
But the Rambam himself is very into that. Okay. Mamash the same thing. So
does Shaydan Mamash the same thing?
He
yeah. Which Rambam are you referring to? I agree with you. Which Rambam are you referring
to? Done, he whatever Shvuas Bikadon. Maybe it means Mamash the same
thing. But that itself, every time you do Shvuas Bikadon, Shvuas Bikadon, obviously it's a Shvuas Bikadon. But what application of this might already create some room for? Well, maybe the Rambam, it's not their fault. Why am I complaining about them? I should complain about the Rambam. Which application he quotes that the Shvuas Bikadon? First, and then it has a din of Shvuas Bikadon, but then earlier he had said, "Legabe Lashon HaKodesh," if you remember. What he had said there was, he disagrees with his Rebbe, Rebbe Migash, right, who held that Shvuas Bikadon requires Lashon HaKodesh, and he says, I don't agree with that, because after all, it's a Shvuas Bikadon Ba'atzma. And one could easily say, what do you mean? It has a din of Shvuas Bikadon regardless. Nobody's questioning that. The question is, right, that every Shvuas Bikadon certainly is a Shvuas Bikadon. And this would be true whether or not it is Shvuas Adyanim. It is a Shvuas Adyanim. The question is whether or not it counts as a valid Shvuas Adyanim. For in order to be a Shvuas Adyanim, what that means is not only that you satisfy the requirement to count as a Shvuas Adyanim, it means that you satisfy the requirement to count as a Shvuas Adyanim. It's your Yotze, your Chiyuv, Shvu.
Wait, the Rebbe Migash assumes that which Shvuas Adyanim
requires? Shvuas Adyanim says requires Lashon HaKodesh.
And the Rambam disagrees with that.
Rambam says, I don't agree with that. Rebbe on that. He's very, you know, sweet. Like Rambam, you know, quotes his Rebbe twice before he says, and by the way, I don't. And he's always very deferential, and still says the MS as he sees it. Right? So,
meaning he disagrees on the basis.
Yeah, he says
it's distinct from a Shvuas Bikadon, or it's
no. What he says is, it's an interesting formulation in of itself. In Roy Lismach Harayazu, this is Yirav Dal. So, if you just take that to mean what you know that what that means is well, shvuas adyanim, shvuas adyanim doesn't require can also be b'lashon kol. So if that's what the Rambam meant, I have the same question on that. I don't think that's what the Rambam meant. The point is that there's two different questions here. One is, does what you're doing count as a Shvuas Bikadon of a Shekher? That's one question number one. That bears very little relation to the question, with Ora, of whether or not you're Yotze, you're Shvuas Adyanim. Right? Kavatz v'nishba, even if it doesn't count as a Shvuas Adyanim, it's obviously a Shvuas Bikadon. You're being Nishba al Kiris Mamon b'Shekher. Right? So that obviously counts as a Shvuas Bikadon. That doesn't tell you that it counts as Shvuas Adyanim. Again, every Shvuas Adyanim counts as Shvuas Adyanim. Not every Shvuas Adyanim is also valid as a Shvuas Adyanim. So it seems if that's where it's coming from, that Mipiatso from the Rambam works, then I think I don't think it's where it's coming from. I just think the Rambam didn't think that there was a chiluk, but one could question whether or not that's obvious.
Who brought the Raya again for Rambam? Who brought the Raya?
Because of Mishnah. He, I think, was more interested in just where did the Rambam get the Mipiachir Mishnah? It was okay. I think that's what he was after. The guy's Mishnah Alatar, he says, "Bein mipiatzmo, mipiv o mipiadayan." So the guy's Mishnah there says, "What?"
That's the Mishnah, right?
He says, "Mashkasa." One second. it's Ches. Oh, he says. Yeah. This is a much cousin, if you won't be a dying, Dianem, no mud, me to Tran, perch was a picadon, or a babavation, which be like a way of an offer of a main kind. And he's explicitly, I think, the Sma is the one who I think, very appropriately, makes it clear that both can be derived from that Mishnah. He's explicitly, because Mishnah is trying to show, how do I know that a main works for Shavuos HaDayanim? I question the relevance of that too. I think you would know Shavuos HaDayanim, I mean, basically it can be Mashbiyin, so it sounds pretty clear that there is a possibility of being Hashpa. The question I would ask is, how do you know that it doesn't need to be Hashpa? I mean, the code, you know, the way we describe Shavuos HaDayanim is Shavuos HaDayanim Mashbiyin Mosam. How do I know that if he just says it on his own, even subsequent to Chiyuv, that that's a valid Shavuos HaDayanim? I don't know, I don't think the answer can be what we see from the Mishnah in Shavuos HaDayanim, because it doesn't tell you that it's a valid Shavuos HaDayanim. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that there's reason to think that it can't be, I'm just saying I don't think there's a reason to assume it has to be, and in Cain it could be that this is what Tosfos has in mind. Okay. There's an alternative, we'll get to that very subsequent. So thus far we dealt with just number one, does it have to be solicited by Beis Din in order to count as Shavuos HaDayanim, or volunteered on its own. Number two, assuming it has to be solicited by Beis Din, they need to actually be involved in the formulation of the Shavuah as a Hashpa, which they thrust upon him, or can he just simply, subsequent to the Chiyah, take the Shavuah on his own? The last thing to point out here, just in terms of, again, of defining the role of the Dayanim in the Shavuah, is something which I believe actually might, at first glance, seem somewhat technical, but I think in the end might ultimately be the most significant, most defining element of Shavuos HaDayanim, and that is the issue of Adas Beis Din. The Gemara introduces this in our parak on the next daf. It says, right, that what we tell, just going through the ceremony, what we tell the Nishpa once there's going to be a Shavuah, once the die has been cast, and he says, I'm going to take a Shavuah, so then we tell him, Mashbin Oso, again, there's always that language of Mashbin Oso. I think it's something worthwhile pointing out that, well, how do we know that I don't know what the Rambam read that as meaning. Maybe he's different as when we go through the process of creating the Shavuah, however it happens, when Kriv is read, it means when we formulate the Shavuah, and then we Kush Mashbina also, I don't know. Omer lo havyudei shelo adat chan mashbina tcha, elo adat ha-magam adat beis. Now what does this mean? The quote from Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, shelo adat chem anir shvias chem, elo adat ha-magam adat ti. And the Gemara says that subsequently, not mem, well, why do we do that? What is the meaning of that? Yishum Kanya Dura. There's this Maisa Shahaya. Right? Now this does not necessarily mean that it was because of the Maisa Shahaya that we do it, but rather that the Maisa Shahaya illustrates why we always did it. Right? And what was that Maisa Shahaya? So the Gemara explains what does this mean, Yishum Kanya Dura? What are the implications of Adas Beis Din? So basically what happened there, it for sure means, at the very least, or if it's not already excluded on its own, that there's no private language. You can't say, when I say, you know, this word, I really mean exactly the opposite of what you're saying, right? When I say I'm not chayav, I really mean my language chayav, which means but. That you can't do, but that the Gemara says you don't even need adas beis din for that. That's just obvious, right? You can't just say you have your own private language. Gomel parekhlev here means a plane. What it means, rather, is that even if something is technically satisfies the linguistic translation of the words, and not even translation, the meaning of the words, right, so that technically speaking, what I said was true. If it doesn't, if it's not what Beis Din's after and what is obviously meant to be understood by the Shavuah, then it doesn't count, even if technically it's true. So the example that Gemara gives is, right, this guy who is everybody knows people like this, right? He's like, oh, I have a smart thing to do. I'm going to take the Shavuah that ainly biyadi, this thing, I'm a shomer, this thing, I think it's a shomer, right? This thing is lost. That's what I claim. Now, it happens to be, I still have it, right? But what I do is, or maybe I don't remember what the case is, maybe I claim that I already given it to him, right? I'd already given him the money. But I do is I say, here, can you just hold my, what?
Stick.
Hold my,
Reed.
Hold my, what?
Reed. Hold my chest.
Reed. Example of it?
Yeah, what would today's equivalent be? My phone. Case. And it turns out that the phone has a little compartment in it that has like a whole lot of cash in it, right? Because I don't want to hold my phone on taking a Shavuah, right? So the guy in the meantime is he's in possession of the money, right? and I am not in possession of money. I think a shvua kvar v'zatika, or I think a shvua ein lecha biyadi klum. Ah, so technically speaking, what I mean, the shvua, if you take all the words, you can say, well, it's technically true. It doesn't, however, meet the implication that the shvua is supposed to meet, which is that, right? I actually, he's got the money in a way that you think it, right? That I actually don't own the money. I mean, he technically speaking was able to satisfy the requirement. So what we say in order to make sure that this doesn't happen is lo adat thama shvinosa. You understand what we mean, and that's what you're taking a shvu about. What we mean, not what you think you can get by the words, but rather what we mean when we say these things. That's what that means. Lo adat thama anu shvim elo adatim. Yeah.
Is this have anything to do with like, the idea of like lashon v'nei adam and darim? Meaning like. It has to conform to our concept of what...
So that's an interesting question.
Is it anything
What? When we had a similar sugi movement, see, I recall Rabbi Chassin arguing that, wondering about Shavuot Bitoy on this issue.
Uh-huh.
That's technically speaking...
This sounds a lot like the Lashon Bnei Adam idea. I mean, like... Meaning, like, whatever you say, you have to... you can't...
Well, here's how... I mean...
We're pointing it at justice.
I'm not sure if Lashon Bnei Adam... I mean, Lashon Bnei... Here, I think it's something which isn't capturable by Lashon Bnei Adam.
Right.
Even if you take Lashon Bnei Adam as Enlecha Biyadi Klum, I mean, that Lashon Bnei Adam, I mean, it could it's Nitan, yeah, right. Both interpretations equally valid as Lashon Bnei Adam.
Right.
But it's very understandable, it's very obvious which one Bezin has in mind.
This is more like Lashon Bezin, yes, or something.
Yeah.
Where is it? Chazaka and Adam is Panabitim about over in this entire Sugya of Shvua?
Why?
How can somebody ever take a
shvus? We'll get to that. I mean, what you're saying. Why doesn't the chazaka end up with his name? What are you asking? Why doesn't the chazaka end up?
Why does one even need to take a
shvus
if we have this chazaka?
Well, it's like a meal.
So we'll get to it. Yeah, I mean, some Rishonim seem to think that when we do have that chazaka, we don't take shvus. That's why Kovar calls Pater. That's how Rashi. That's how Rashi interprets it. Others think otherwise, and for them it's not as weighty. I mean, it has some weight, but not enough. I mean, it's part of the reason why you need to take a shvuah. It actually comes up in well, we'll get to it. There's three different interpretations in Rishon, three major interpretations of where chazaka inam is panav nebacha. What comes up in shvuah? Suffice to say, it's probably not edim. I mean, nobody would say it's the same as edim. It's a kind of a. I don't like to think of it as those kind of chazaka is sort of like ruba de lesa kama. So it has some evidentiary weight. Again, Rashi thinks that when we have that chazaka, we don't require shvuas. That's in fact the reason for the Torah not being mechayiv b'kol b'kol, which is quite significant on its own. According to Rashi, it turns out you have a basis to be mechayiv shvua, just b'taina atzma. The only reason you don't take a shvua is because we have something with patras. The chazaka is probably mechol. We'll come back to that. But in any event, this is what it means that when we say so that we require. Now, I would argue that according to many, this is in fact the core role of Dayan, the Shvuah of the Anim. What it means is that it's their Shvuah that you're swearing to. They're formulating what the Shvuah is. And when you swear to it, you're swearing to that. Right? Now, I think this finds... First, I'll point out, I believe that this finds expression clearly in two ways in Rishonim. Number one, in the sugya of Kavetz V'Nishva, some held that those who held that Kavetz V'Nishva isn't any good, held that the reason that it isn't any good, ultimately, is because it's law das basic. Now, that itself comes in two forms. In one sense, it comes... Right, this idea that kavetz, the reason kavetz is no good is because it's shlo adas bezin, could become. You could say that the chiyuv, actually, the fact that bezin is mechayiv, is in and of itself, in fact, really entirely irrelevant. It doesn't need to be subsequent to a chiyuv of bezin. The main, real important point is that it's subsequent to bezin's declaration, lo adatenu, lo adatenu. Right. And the reason you need to be a chiyuv bezin is because when do they do this? They don't offer that. They don't start to offer that if you're telling them what it. They only say these things if they are mechayiv the shvuah. So really, kavetz v'nishva. The important point about kavetz v'nishva is not that it's not. You know, the reason Kazan Shrus Nogla is not because you need a chiyuv bezin. You actually don't. That's actually a side point. The real reason is because you need bezin to formulate that this is lo adat cha, lo adat tenu. Absent that, you don't have a shruas adayanim, a valid shruas adayanim. And therefore, therefore you happen to need chiyuv because it only comes about that we go through the ceremony of lo adat cha, and there must be mel adat tenu, when in fact they are mechai, when they actually require a shruah. Only then do they actually say, this is the standard for the shruah. But that's ultimately the crucial point. That's one formulation. Alternatively, you could say that formally speaking, it is dependent on the chiyuv, but the reason for that is that it only has a chaloshein adas bezin subsequent to the chiyuv bezin. Their control over the content of the shvua is rooted in the fact that they are the ones imposing a shvua. You have to be taking the shvua to their satisfaction. Therefore, they get to define what it is. It's only because there's a shvua that they in fact are imposing. You have to, right? We're being mechayev, and you want to be nishba to satisfy our chiyuv. Here's what you mean by that. Then, that's what gives them the ability to assert what it must mean when you say shelo adat ein yadikum. So that if even if they were to fundamentally say lo adat atenu, and he says yeah that's true, fine, and exaltate the shua, but there's no binding authority to their claiming lo adat. They don't. It's not their. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're not. They weren't mechayev. It doesn't have to be to their satisfaction at the time of the shua. And I think here there's different notes sounded in the Me'iri in Gittin versus the Ramban. The Me'iri in Gittin to me sounds like he's saying that it in fact is not dependent at all on the chiyuv. It's just technically speaking, you only get to what does matter, namely the formulation of adas bezin, shor adas bezin, once there's a chiyuv. The Me'iri, I really didn't want to. I do have a shiur here. Can we take take a break and like another? We can do it in the basement. That's fine. Also, just like another, I think 5 minutes probably, just to finish up.
Yep.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Another shear, right?
Yep.
A 5 minute shear. What we call the 5 minute.
One 5 minute longer.